This is Sunday's Supplement, the podcast pullout that flops to the floor the moment you open your newspaper. Each week, we get our fingers inky so you don't have to. We put two of Britain's Sunday newspapers head-to-head to see which is the best supplement. So, pull out your papers, liberate your supplements from their wrappers, and find out which paper you should have bought last Sunday. Hey, the sun's up!
It's not up!
Sun's
it's
up.
Really...
It was a joke.
I thought you said the sun's up.
No,
I did. It's not. It's dark outside, unless you're in Australia.
Yeah, well, I am. You don't know.
Yeah, I do.
It's episode 76. With me is my swine flu addled co-host, Izzy Lawrence.
I've got the swine flu.
Well,
I've been diagnosed by telephone and by my mum on the telephone, who told them that I was dead in order that she could get me Tamiflu.
You were very ill, though.
I was a bit throwy-uppy for no apparent reason. Like, literally, had a cold one day, had a cold the next day.
Then your insides fell out.
Yeah! It went everywhere. And I woke up in the morning thinking, oh, I've got a really bad head. Oh, I can't move. Oh, I'm going to be sick. This isn't fun. I haven't eaten anything. Nothing there. Like that, nothing there. And then I thought, oh no, I'll have some water. And then, whoosh, there was loads there. So water made me sick.
Maybe you were pregnant. Maybe that water was your water breaking and you've just got a weird reproductive system.
I'm going to give birth out my mouth.
Yeah.
Like that advert
with
the one with the rat.
Yeah.
Have you seen that one? There's an advert against dead rats in medicines online. The government have put out this medicines online. Don't take them because they're full of dead rats. They mean rat poison, but it's just basically a guy vomiting a rat.
Yeah, it's not nice, is it?
It looks like something Amanda Nucci's done.
Well, he does do adverts from time to time.
Ah.
Well, he did. I doubt he does now. He's working exclusively for the BBC.
I've seen them. He sells stilts.
He does not sell stilts.
You can't speak.
I was reading Quirkology yesterday.
Of course
I can't put it down.
Will.
Can't put it down. It's really good.
I know. It's one of the quirks of the book.
Yeah. In Quirkology, he's talking about a study they did where they asked people to assign characteristics to vegetables. And everyone pretty much agreed that onions are stupid.
I think that's got a lot to do with two things. One is the faux newspaper, The Onion.
Maybe.
And two, the French.
But it got me thinking and talking to people on Facebook about what other characteristics you give to different vegetables.
Yeah.
And my friend Sean said that beetroots are clearly flirts, which is true. You look at a beetroot and it's a flirt, but it wouldn't follow through. It would be quite a selfish, premature lover.
You could have, if you're looking at distinguishing things of other vegetables, you could have Cheryl Cole as a bit dim.
Yeah, because Cole is a sprout or a cabbage, isn't it? Sprouts are loyal, whereas fennel is a pervert. Definitely, isn't it?
Hey, Simon, what's a pepper?
It's a Ah, that's a game that's referring to, 20,000 episodes ago.
Yeah, I've played it with a few people before now. So what we're doing? We're doing the Sunday supplement on a Sunday. You see, I have crawled out of bed to do a gig in Bath in the afternoon. I feel like it's post-gig night-night time, but it's not. It's like in the evening.
So did you get a paper?
I did. I ran out of the gig to the local co-op, bought myself a very cheap salsa wrap, and I bought the Well, there's Sunday people.
But, is that all they had left?
No, they had all. I had everything left. I just thought, well, it was the thinnest. And to be honest, I quite like their puzzle page.
So you bought the Cheryl Cole of the Sunday newspaper world?
Because it's the Sunday people.
I got the Mirror. So we quite literally have a pile of dirt sat between us steaming.
Well, that's a nice image. Merry Christmas.
Cut out and keep time now then. I have got a weird profile of this family that decided at the start of 2009 that they were only going to throw one bin full of rubbish away for the whole year. So they dramatically increased how much they were recycling and weren't chucking food away and things like that. And what they chuck out in a week is like a crisp packet and a bit of plastic, and that's about it. There's a picture of the kid holding a pumpkin, and I think pumpkins are sarcastic.
Oh, I see, yes. Or just orange.
This whole thing is quite noble.
Why didn't they just get, like, a big bin?
When it gets down to the nitty-gritty, they're still putting out the recycling bins each week.
Yeah.
So they're still chucking out rubbish.
Yeah, it's good rubbish.
Yeah, it's it's noble rubbish. But they also do things like... Sometimes the wife will send packaging back to the manufacturers in the post. So she goes, well, I don't need this tomato packaging anymore. I'm going to send it back to Tesco in the post, thus putting it in its own packaging.
So you like the fact that she's repackaging the packaging in order to protest against packaging?
Yeah, and it'll get to the other end and they'll go, fine, we'll just put it in the bin. Utterly ridiculous, really.
I think I've said this. Have I said about the massive bin?
You have said the massive bin, yeah. They could just get a massive bin.
They could do that. Imagine, like, in my dreams, what I'd really like to happen is them to find Osama bin Laden in a bin.
Laden down with rubbish, and then he'd be bin laden.
Or even with Satsumas. No. What's a bit like Osama? Sultanas. There you go. They found Osama bin Laden in a bin laden with sultanas. That sounds like he's been sexually assaulted by a sultana. That's the sort of thing a sultana would do, though.
You think a sultana is a pervert, is a sexual deviant?
It's a sexual predator, not a pervert. A predator. Interfering with Muslim fundamentalists.
They've obviously brought up their kid to be very intelligent because the kid says, we all live on this planet.
Except the people in the space station. Boom!
Shake, shake, shake the room.
Boom!
They say things that you should turn your...
Did you miss that a second shake? We're going to do the whole thing again. Boom!
Shake, shake, shake the room.
Boom!
Shake, shake, shake the room.
Boom!
No.
Shake, shake, shake the room.
No.
Tick, 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 tick. Boom!
So I think that it's a bit of a myth that they've stopped throwing rubbish out. They just seem to be posting it back to the manufacturers. That's what I'm cutting out and keeping.
I've heard that story before, though. I swear. I've heard of that family before. I've seen this before, somewhere. It's like one of those Reuters ones that goes round, perhaps.
It's been recycled, is what you're getting at.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, so lifestyle in the garden, which has a robin sat on a handle going, ah! With Steve Riches, our man with green fingers.
Has he actually got green fingers? Can they prove that?
Yeah.
Has he been fingering a Kermit puppet?
That implies that if you finger somebody else, your fingers go their skin colour, which isn't true, is it?
Have you ever fingered Kermit? No. Therefore, you cannot categorically state that your fingers wouldn't turn green.
I tried to prize a male frog off a female frog. And it's impossible. They would rather snap their arms off.
So, what's the article about?
It's called Points of View.
Poins?
Poins, which
understand.
Is poinsettias. It's a flower, Simon.
Ah, it's quite nature, isn't it, Cut Out and Keep this week?
This flower riddle tops my fun-packed 2009 mailbag. He has a fun-packed mailbag.
All mailbags are fun-packed, given the right stimulation. Do you see I made a dirty joke about testicles? Oh dear, I'm sad and pathetic and lonely.
Trucker Joe of Cardiff asks... Am I right in thinking the poinsettia plants were named after a drink?
Ooh, or the other way around.
And Steve Rich's answer was, oh no, Joe. They were named after Joel Poinsett, the first US ambassador to Mexico, who loved the plant so much that he took some home in 1828.
That's your cut out and keep.
There is a poinsettia drink. It's a cocktail made of champagne, Cointreau and cranberry juice. Cheers.
You haven't really decided to cut that and keep. You just literally pulled the paper open.
There's loads of little questions about, you know, myths and stuff like this. Settle this argument, demands Alan from Solihull. I say Brazil is the world's biggest potato grower, but my wife reckons it's the USA. Who's right?
Neither. I reckon it's somewhere like Australia.
Well, his answer is, my pleasure, Alan. It's China.
Now, potatoes. Assign a characteristic to a potato.
Ooh, sweet.
Really?
Just really nice.
See, I think sweet potatoes, conversely, are a bit of a bitch.
Yeah, they're a bit of a, like, oh, look at me.
Yeah.
I'm from New Jersey.
Sweet potatoes. From New Jersey, are they?
No. I was getting confused with Jersey Royals.
Well, you would, wouldn't you?
Yeah, I would. Is it true an ant has the same brain power as a human?
No.
That's asked from Anna from Princeton.
Can an ant send another ant into space? No. There's your answer.
So, the answer is, not exactly Anna, unless he's a rugby prop forward, of course. A whole colony, that's about 40,000 of them, probably has, though. An individual ant can lift 20 times its own body weight. That had nothing to do with the question, Steve Riches. Stop showing off. So, will having a nice garden add any value to my property? The answer is yes, but can you guess the percentage, Simon?
If I get the percentage right, Do yeah. I win Cut Out and Keep?
No.
If I get it wrong, do I win Cut Out and Keep?
It's just for fun.
Oh, just for
it's
fun?
For friendly.
What is the point of doing anything for fun? 4.5%.
20%.
Really? A yep. good garden, 20%.
Yeah, they reckon so.
So if I put a garden on myself, would I be 20% more attractive?
Yes. In your case, that would be true. May I suggest cress?
It's time to play Article or Farcical then.
Yes, it is. If you've never played Article or Farcical before, basically use a condom.
No, see, what you've done is you've confused Article or Farcical with a government sex education video.
No, that's
again.
Not like a government sex education video. Because government sex education videos are, here's a man we sliced in half, look at his willy.
Is that right, is it?
Yeah.
It's like cadaver porn.
It is basically that. Well, that's what they were like in like the 80s.
You weren't alive. In the 80s.
AIDS, AIDS, AIDS. That's basically it was. Slice in half, AIDS, like that. And now in the like the noughties, sex education films are like, yeah, you know what?
Did you just say the noughties?
If you want
get out of the podcast now.
Okay, the 2000 and nothings. The
yeah,
nothings.
The nothings, yeah.
You're more comfortable with that, aren't you?
Yeah.
Right. Now the sex education is far more sort of like, yeah, if you like it, then you got to put a thing on it. You could have sex, but when you have sex, at least be experimental. At least enjoy all positions and make sure that you get checked out at the STD clinic. Chlamydia, chlamydia, meh. Chlamydia. So it's altogether a more jovial time.
Article to farcical then is when you take three articles from your newspaper, add in your own made up farcical.
And have sex with them.
No, you don't. You tell me to pick and choose which ones are real and which ones
are. Yes.
You...
So you're ready, Simon? Are you ready to play?
Yes.
Are you ready, boys and girls?
Yes, we are.
That's what you sound like to me. You all sound exactly like that. Right, so first one. Slick as a parrot.
Nice.
You'll never guess what that one's about.
It's about a really oily parakeet that you use as some sort of butt plug.
Close. It's actually about Judi Dench.
How is that close?
Well, you know, imagine having a cage full of budgies and some of them are called James Doody Dench and the others are called
James Doody Dench. James Doody Dench. I like the idea of a James Doody Dench.
That's how you say her name, James Doody Dench. And James Doody Dench could do a massive shit all over Tim Westwood. It'd be
well, yeah, that would be fine.
Okay, next one. Ticker elastic.
I assume it's a knicker elastic pun, but why ticker?
This is about some research which has shown that sexuality is even more diverse than people thought. So they gave people a ticking survey, hence ticker elastic.
Right.
Okay, so next two aren't puns, but never mind. One is Simon loved Mum's butterscotch delight.
You're chucking in my name to confuse me.
And then your classic Christmas article, Dear Santa, I want liposuction.
See, they've missed a trick there. They should have said lipo Santa.
Yeah, I mean, the idea of Santa Claus... who in my head looks like Brian Blessed with an open mouth, coming along and hoovering out your insides. Like some sort of live leech crawling over you and going on your belly button and suddenly you're beautiful, but you've got Brian Blessed attached to you.
You're still having fever dreams, aren't you? That Tamiflu is working to an extent.
Tamiflu's amazing. It's really nommy.
Is it tasty?
Yeah. Well, no, but it makes you feel a lot better that you look forward to the next one.
Right. I'm going to go with ticker elastic.
Why is that? Is it just because it's number two? I think it's because it's number two in the list. You always go for number two in the list. It's quite disgusting. You should clean up.
See, you're trying to talk me out of it, which suggests
yeah, exactly.
that...
Yeah.
Stop
exactly.
it.
Exactly. Right. So you really think ticker elastic?
Ticker elastic, definitely. Yeah, I'm going with
definitely
ticker elastic
that.
Is the farcical.
Definitely that. Yeah. You couldn't be wrong, could you, Simon?
Well, I could be wrong. It could be 75% wrong quite easily. Statistically, I'm probably wrong.
No, you can only be 100% wrong.
All right, put it this way. I've got a 75% chance of being wrong.
You got more than that because you're Simon Dunn.
Yeah, all right. Fair enough.
Yeah, you have defied the odds because ticker elastic I made up.
Yay.
And slick as a parrot is about James Doody Dench. Simon loved his
James
mum.
Doody Dench.
James Doody Dench. I just think that's just a better MC name. James Doody Dench.
Because both our papers are a little bit on the slender side with content, we're going to...
I disagree with that. I've got loads of stories.
All right. What I said is all wrong, but it doesn't change the fact that we're going to compare our front pages now.
Yeah.
Because in my head, the People used to be the Sunday version of the Mirror, and then the Sunday Mirror came out, and then they still made the people. But I may be imagining that, because my granddad used to get the mirror in the week and then the people on a Sunday. Maybe the mirror didn't come out on a Sunday and he just got the people.
Or maybe he was a feckless whore.
Well, yeah.
And he just swapped brands.
Cowell's X Factor Revolution. Robbie's the one. Simon wants the Robster to be the hit show's fifth judge. There'll be 16 finalists to battle it out over 5 months, and they'll have a big TV showdown at Wembley in front of 12,000 people.
Nah. See, I've got the X Facts. Cowell talks to the people.
You got X Factor on the front as well.
I want 5 junges and
junges.
Yeah.
Tamifu's really changed your voice.
And an end to the deadlock. I want 5 judges and an end to the deadlock. I'll axe X Factor if we can't do ITV deal, and Robbie would be my dream new judge.
Hmm.
But I've also got things like Brown claims for expenses for calls to wife's friend, but inside the cover, that changes to Brown in Brussels when call made to his wife's friend from Edinburgh. Caught sprout. You see? He's been caught at court.
Because
sprout.
Of Brussels, I see. Tiger's wife, I hate him, and Cheryl and Danny's war of dresses.
Win 50 pairs of tickets to live tour. Yeah. I don't know why you need that many.
No, I don't think it's 50 for yourself.
Hey, Simon. Exclusive, okay? Exclusive.
Okay.
Right? Cops quiz Corey Ryan over Tina fight.
Right. Okay, what does that mean?
I don't know, but there's a picture of a woman clutching a baby.
So what about the back page? Well, yeah, mine'll be sport, I suspect.
Mine'll be sport too.
I've got £500 million, City's secret fund for wonder kids. So they've obviously started some sort of X-Men style academy where they're breeding genetic mutant footballers.
I got cop principal's plug. Hammer blowers, Shake turns his back on Anfield.
It's a hammer blow. Surely if he didn't buy West Ham, it would be a hammer blow.
No, this is Liverpool, because right. That's Anfield, because I know things, Simon.
Well, you could read.
Yeah.
You could read the words that are in front of you. Barely.
Barely at the moment, to be fair, as James Doody Dench would testify.
James Doody Dench.
I think James Doody Dench should be your porn name.
My porn name is actually Smudge O'Connor.
Mine's Flopsy Barlow.
Well, you can't have a porn name Flopsy.
My friend Andrew, his porn name is Harold Bishop.
It's the randomizer, Skyzer, then.
The randomizer, in the parser, with your father. It's the randomizer.
This is where Izzy finally descends into
I see
inarticulate nonsense.
Hello, I'm fine.
This is where we choose a supplement at random, look at a page at random, and mock like the cynical twunts we are.
We are very cynical. We're what people like Danny Wallace hate.
Yeah.
Yeah. Danny Wallace hates us. So if you're playing Assassin's Creed, shoot him in the head.
Is he in it? Is
yeah,
he actually
he's,
in it?
He's in it. And apparently he's very annoying and repeats himself a lot.
So you can choose between Homes and Holidays or Celebs on Sunday.
We always do Celebs. Let's do Homes on Holidays.
Homes on Holidays.
Yeah, Homes on Holidays. This is basically a whole thing about how Sherlock Holmes...
Yeah, go on,
goes
let's
on
go
holidays.
With
it. Yeah, basically it's his travelogue. And do you know where his favourite place to go, Sherlock Holmes?
Baskerville.
Ibiza.
Sherlock Holmes does not go to Ibiza.
He goes, ooh, ooh, and he likes to go to the foam parties and dance on the foam.
I would have thought he goes to somewhere like Ashton Court and actually literally stalks deers. Right, so you've got 24 pages.
Okay.
That means you've got to choose a number between 1 and 24.
Oh, God. 48. No, hang on. Right, so 24. So what was I doing at 2 o'clock today? So 2 o'clock's 14. There we go.
14, right, okay. Jolly and the Ivy. That would have been a good
nice.
One for article or farcical. This is about how to decorate your house for Christmas.
Oh, excellent. That's nice. How should I decorate my house for Christmas, Simon?
Well, you can set fire to it. I think I've misread that, but there you go. Lots of stars, berries, and a green door. You can paint your door green.
Paint it green? I don't think you're reading that properly, are you, Simon? You're making this... You're basically just going, make it green at me in a very slightly porn referencing to the blue jam.
All right, well, you can pick a number between 1 and 6, and I'll tell you what their tip is.
2!
Time for some honesty. The penny round translucent seed pods of the old-fashioned money plant, or honesty, can be used to make a simple and stylish wreath. Include a few coloured berries to add some colour. There's an expert tip, which isn't the end of Simon Sharma's penis.
Do you know what I think they should have said? If I was a journalist, I'd have gone, add a few coloured berries so as not to seem racist.
The expert tip is to hang it in loose bunches upside down in an airy place.
Well, you've got Who's Got the X Factor, which is a pullout. I've got People Puzzles for all the family, and I've got Take It Easy magazine.
Let's take it easy. Let's turn right. it down a notch and slip into some slow...
You can't slip
beans.
Into some...
that you sentence ran out.
You can't slip into a slow bath
cooker?
Or anything.
You could slip into a slow cooker.
Right, I've also got 1 to 24.
All right, let's go with 14.
I'm going to have to turn pages now. 12, 13. 14 is This Week We're Loving Lingerie.
Oh, yeah.
Five ways to look good in your underwear.
Wear it.
Well, avoid the pregnant look, Simon. You're not going to look good in your undies with a stomach stuffed full of pasta. Carb overload is a quick route to looking pregnant instantly.
Right, so to look good in underwear, you've got to be slim.
Yeah, unless right. you actually are pregnant, which is sexy, according to other articles.
Right.
So, let us help you. I want to buy my wife underwear for Christmas, but I haven't a clue where to start. Can you give me some tips, please?
Yeah, that sounds like a real letter.
So what was the first thing you'd need to do if you had to buy your wife, your invisible wife, Simon, underwear?
You'd need to know her measurements, I would have thought.
Exactly. Establish her true size. Ask her friends. Because of...
Why don't you just ask her? Or just look at
or
her
take
bra.
Take a sneak peek in her lingerie drawer when she isn't around. So there we go.
Right.
So what else?
What's the next thing you have to do?
Yeah.
Probably go to a shop that sells lingerie or go online and have a look. Or feel her out, not in a dirty way. As to what sort of things she feels comfortable
nice. in. Nice, because that kind of goes with it. So don't just buy something silky and red because that's what you'd like to see her in. Try and consider her tastes.
Yeah,
what's her other lingerie look like? You know, old socks. And what she liked in the past. Look out for colour styles and what cup shape and if she likes lace bows, etc. If you're really struggling, why not let her choose and just pay?
Here, darling, is a voucher for La Senza.
Yes.
Do you know what? I think your article is a load of old pants.
It's new pants, actually. And bras.
It's time to wrap our fingers round the shaft of a humdonger now and pump it for all it's worth to get as much out of it as we
shaft pump,
can.
Shaft pump, shaft pump, shaft pump.
Give us a kiss this Christmas. We've got 15 celeb fellas to strip off to their scanties and tell us who they want to get steamy with under the mistletoe.
Okay, here's who I want them all to be.
Rickman.
Yeah, obviously. So he's down there.
Gambon.
No! yeah. Gambon. Why not? Right, Rickman and Gambon. And then Ron Weasley looking scared.
You just want the cast of Harry Potter to be naked. Just go to a slash
fic. Yeah, Coltrane. Coltrane would be amazing.
Here's the thing. This is the celebs. Right, I want you to tell me who these people are. Alex Reed.
Now, that must be a contestant of some celebrity thing programme.
I don't know who that is. I literally don't know who that is.
I have no idea.
It says he's Katie Price's cage-fighting boyfriend.
Oh, well, there we go. He's Katie Price's cage-fighting boyfriend.
Ricky Groves?
That rings a bell.
No,
Ricky
you're thinking
Grove.
Of Ricky Grover, the comedian.
No, I don't think of... Oh, he's brilliant.
Kenzie.
As in Mackenzie Crook. That wouldn't be good.
No, as in Blazing Squad.
Right.
Brian Friedman.
Not Martin Friedman.
This is... Brian Friedman, it says, X Factor's creative director. And here's my favourite one, Lyndon Ogborn.
That's an excellent name.
Yep.
Can you describe Lyndon Ogborn's picture to me so I can get some psychic link to it?
Well, he's got a bit of tinsel round his doodahs and he's airbrushed, so he's just the same as all the others. I don't mind stripping off as long as I've got a couple of baubles covering my bits. Lyndon Ogborn. Guess what? He's in Emmerdale. With a name like that, he should be in The Archers. So beat that. Beat my humdonger till it flops into submission.
I've got Eamon Holmes, man of the people, so he is. Oh, right?
God. You always do Eamon Holmes when you get the
it's
people.
It's just he talks such wank. He obviously doesn't write this because he's choosing to write about give slipper aid the boot, which is why over 50s are being offered advice on how to wear slippers by Warwickshire County Council, and Eamon's against this.
How to wear slippers?
Yeah.
What, so you don't fall over in them or... So
ooh, exactly.
Literally put them on properly rather than just putting your feet in and flattening the backs out and things like
yeah.
that. Proper, you know, sensible advice, really.
He's also saying that if he were offered a trip into space with Richard Branson, he'd say no.
No, he wouldn't. Well, he'd probably eat the shuttle.
He says, are you tempted? I'm not. Remember, this is a Virgin spaceship. Do you really want to travel on something that's never gone all the whole way?
Oh, I see what he's done there. Or his ghostwriter has done, at the very least.
Yes. This is, honestly, Eamon Holmes apparently thinks this enough to write it in a national paper.
Right, okay.
My air vent.
about his flatulence problem.
You see, just imagine he's got one in his mouth, don't you? Okay. Well, we mess about trying to remember what rubbish goes in which receptacle. The real polluters, India and China, are exempted from reducing harmful greenhouse gases because it might slow down their industrial development. So while we're trying to do our bit on these tiny islands in the North Sea, the world's biggest populations can do what they like. What's the point? We breathe the same air, don't we? Can I have a slice of cake? That is what he says. There's so much wrong. Right, so he's equating recycling with greenhouse gas emissions, mm-hmm. which isn't exactly the point of recycling, but okay. He's then comparing us with India and China when per capita we use something like 6 times the amount per head of CO2 that they do.
Are you suggesting he's literally talking out of his own air vent?
He is. It is the perfect title to that. I just can't believe he would print that.
Well, he didn't.
Yeah, I assume not. Then you're just like, well, you know, he's only a TV presenter. He's not going to have a staff, is he? It's just going to be him and his wife.
No, I don't think so. Jamie Oliver has a staff.
Yeah, Jamie Oliver is a wizard. He goes up on the stone circles with his staff, thwacks it against the rocks, and produces rabbits.
No, the way it works is they basically have their name put onto an article that's written by ghostwriters. I know people who do it.
Okay.
I know the person who used to do Johnny Vaughan's movie column. And it wasn't Johnny Vaughan.
I'd be appalled if somebody had written that under my day. I'd have words. Anyway, that's why it's a humdonger, because it just takes all the humming out your dong. You go all flaccid and despair at the world.
Time to decide then who has the superior supplements this week, and inevitably it's going to be one of us.
No, not inevitably at all. There's been times when neither of us
have won. There's been many times where I think didn't like a puppy win it once.
Richard Wiseman did, and he's very close to a puppy.
Well, he would be if you stood him next to a puppy. That is true.
That is true.
That would be quite an interesting quirkological experiment.
What, Richard Wiseman and a puppy?
Yeah, standing him next to a puppy just to see what would
and
happen.
And getting the public to ask who they'd like to do the experimentation on.
Yeah, the puppy or Wiseman.
Yes.
Yeah, I think that's a Bangos the Theory type experiment, isn't it?
Yeah, except if it was Bangos the Theory, they'd say that, and then they'd say, well, we've done this really cool experiment already, we can't think how to ask a question about it, so we'll just do that, and then do a lot of results which have nothing to do with the question we've asked, because we can't understand bloody science.
What I like about Bangos the Theory is that they go, oh yeah, we're looking at serious in-depth science. Can we knock a wall over with an air cannon?
Yeah, but even that one, right, they knocked a wall over with an air cannon, but they just didn't keep it standard. So they did it one with straw, but the one with straw was like tied together and it was a proper built wall. Then they did like one with wood, and they did one with bricks, but the bricks didn't even have cement next to them.
Yeah.
Like putting them up, and you're just like, well, why did you do this other than for the money shot? And you're just like, oh, if Mythbusters, they'd do it right. That's the difference. Is Mythbusters actually let you down and then say, okay, well, we may as well explode it now and then have a massive explosion. They always end on a massive explosion.
We should end on an explosion.
Yeah, we should.
Go on, blow up. No, not your sex doll. Just generally explode. Now.
I can't.
Burst. Come on. Oh. Quickly. Spontaneously combust. This instant.
You God, can't spontaneously rubbish. Combust. Nobody spontaneously combusts. There's always a source.
Like what? Bechamel?
Yeah.
Right. Bechamel sauce causes combustion. Well, there you go. You wouldn't have learnt that on any other podcast.
When you say learnt...
The newspaper you should have bought last Sunday
was
bechamel sauce.
It was the people. You know it was the people. So put this down. If you're keeping stats, and I hope one of you is.
Because we're not.
Because we're not. So if a nerdy supplementer wants to load us up with the stats, then please do about how we're all doing. Because I've got a feeling Simon's starting to overtake me this year and I don't like it.
I doubt it. I've won once.
No, you've won more than once this year. You've been cheating.
I'm not sure anyone has won this year, actually. I think it's always been something weird.
I don't think so. I think Richard Wiseman might beat us to everything, which means the dog probably won. Anyway, enough talk of puppies. If you want to write to us...
You can.
You may. It's allowed.
sundaypodcast@hotmail.com. You can leave a message on our Facebook group wall. You can Twitter us, or you can visit us via our website at sundaysupplement.com.
But the rule with everything, no apostrophe, because Simon's a dick.
Yeah, and also it seems to be falling into the habit of being nice to Izzy and horrible to Simon. So, yeah... Go on, explode.
We are just going to bully you.
Explode.
I'm taking my Tamiflu now so you can f*** off. I don't know.
That's a pleasant ending. Right, I'm just going to go get my lunch money to appease my aggressor.
All right, Simon, give me your lunch money, please. And I will speak to you all next week. No, are we doing next week? We don't know.
No, we're not. We're going to have Christmas off. So we'll be back in the new year.
Yeah, we'll be back in the new year. So you've got no more supplements to then. Although I'm going to see Simon next Monday, so I might get him to do a 10-minute thing. We might have a live thing, but I don't know.
Cheerio!
Happy New Christmas!
Happy New Hanukkah, Kwanzaa.
Don't get splattered by Doctor Who.